My next guest is a cultural ambassador from the world of contemporary dance, director and choreographer Malia Johnston. Kia ora, Malia. Welcome back to Nights.
Kia ora, Brian.
And Malia has brought with her the aerial choreographer Jenny Ritchie. Kia ora, Jenny.
Kia ora, Brian.
Lovely to have you both on. Malia, how did you meet Jenny?
Well, I met Jenny about 12 years ago, I think, actually might have been earlier than that, when I saw her flying high on some ropes inside what was the old Paramount Theatre in Wellington, and then later invited her to come on board at WOW to be the aerial choreographer for WOW about, 12 years ago.
I can't imagine WOW getting a real WOW factor out of aerial choreography. Jenny, did you come from a circus background?
Yes, I did. Gymnastics when I was a child, but I stopped when I was about 12. And then I was fortunate enough to discover that there was a circus school in Christchurch when I was about 22. And the doors were honestly open to anyone. And so I found myself wandering through those doors and turning into a child again, I think.
Do you like the adventure?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's many things, but adventure for sure.
It's danger too, isn't there? Maybe there's danger in all dance, but there seems to be a little bit more risk involved in flying through the air.
Yeah, for sure. There's danger and risk. I honestly think in most things we do, it's just how you approach it. With circus, I mean, it's actually very calculated. There's so much training that goes on, and you're always part of a team. You know, you're never alone. You've always got a rigger. You've got teammates. Everyone knows what to look out for. And it is really that practice makes perfect, and that's what keeps you safe.
There maybe is a bit of snobbery in terms of people looking at aerial work, trapeze work, rope work, and thinking that's a little bit of circus and that's not art. But, well, what's your view on that?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because for myself, it is art, but I was always seeking the art inside what I think some people can see as maybe placing it more in a traditional circus form, which is still an art form. But like for myself, I've actually more moved away from working on traditional apparatus like rope and silks and trapeze. And I'm more now in the realm of design, where I enjoy creating new objects and playing with physics and then putting circus or dance bodies onto those objects and playing and discovering movement. And for me, that's very much art.
How do you choreograph movement that's in the air with the whole body up off the ground and maybe up off the ground for quite some period of time?
Yeah, I think for myself, there'd be two realms, which is the realm if I'm working more in the contemporary traditional circus, which is working with rope or a trapeze artist, I will be working with the vocab that they already have and deconstructing that. You always need to make sure that the artist is feeling safe and you're keeping an eye on the energy levels, definitely when they are up high. And then choreographing on new equipment is a whole nother thing. And that's where there's a lot of time actually spent on, for example, a new apparatus that you might have just made, and figuring out how the body just wants to instinctively respond to it. And again, you're always working as a team, you know, so you're just, everyone's sharing ideas, and I'll offer a feeling or a pathway that I think I could see working. And then the artist will take that on board and explore.
Well, I'm looking at your website, and we'll put a link up on our webpage to your website, and looking at, well, I don't actually know what it is, but they definitely appear to be what I would say are specially designed machines, which I'm clicking on now. Vimeo won't let me see. It says more from June Rose. Is that ringing a bell?
Yes, that would be one of my alias names.
Ah.
Not a performance name, but I think, sometimes I like to be a bit invisible online.
Okay, well, let me try and describe what I'm seeing. It appears that we've got two machines that they're a little bit like, the dancers are on the machines and they're moving around. They're almost moving around like planets, you know, like a planetarium or something. And they've got dance moves. I'm sorry, I'm waving my arms about as I do this. And it's stunning looking at the movement. And so I can see the choreography, but I'm thinking, did you design that particular apparatus especially for this performance?
Well, if you're speaking planetarium, I'm assuming it's the ring inside the ring.
Something like that, yes.
That thinking came out of my final year. I recently did a design degree, and in my honours year, I was very much looking at old world constructs, like, I guess, kind of pre-Renaissance, when they saw the cosmos as an embedded set of spheres, and the old armillary spheres as well, trying to understand the movements of planets. So I just took the most simple form, which was just two rings, constructed an aerial apparatus, worked with a local engineer, and they both can spin the same direction or counter direction to each other, can go really fast too. Once you've got two well-calibrated artists on that, there's unlimited movement to discover in that apparatus. It's quite exciting still for us.
Is this stuff you can still do yourself?
Yes, I can, but I am slowly stepping back from the physical, which is actually a really nice journey for me now at 44. I've put my body through quite a lot already, and it's nice to support others to find physical expressions on apparatus.
Because I'm thinking about the challenge for the dancers moving and then or their inner ears, how they manage to keep their balance, especially because in the one I was looking at one point they step off these rings, mm-hmm. these moving apparatus, and then continue to dance. And they don't look like they're giddy.
No, spotting is very much part of if you are going to be spinning on an apparatus. Most of us work similarly in where we will focus on something very close to us as opposed to looking beyond the apparatus. So, for example, you tend to like look at your forearm or your shoulder or whatever is directly in front of you just to eliminate that any blurriness. But again, it's practice as well.
Malia, have you done any of this aerial work yourself?
I have actually. I was with a company years ago, Touch Compass Dance Trust, and in that they were working with Kath Chappelle. She introduced us to aerial work and I loved it. And in the recent work that Jenny and I have made together, we jump on a couple of the apparatus together and do the counterbalance. I'm definitely not a circus artist, Brian, but I have been on harness and tried a few things.
I mean, some of the stuff has actually been around for a long time, and you can go back to the Baroque theatre of, what, the 1600s, 1700s, and people had wires they go up and down on and various things. So it's been around for a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the circus arts are ancient, just like the dance, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring Jenny on because the sort of the art of the choreography and the thinking and the architecture is just something I really love working with. So we make good collaborators in that sense, really investigating movement and possibilities, even though we're kind of working in these two different skill sets. Yeah.
I remember talking to you, I think it might have been the first time you were on the program, and you talked about your work with the World of Wearable Art. And I guess to some extent that break, being really creative in an area which is also a really big part of popular culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is, one of the lovely treats, I guess, working on that show was that I got really introduced to the wonderful circus community and all the artists that belong to that through directing and choreographing on WOW, because WOW is that big stage and it requires that spectacular kind of approach to performance. And I call it the aerial space, or the aerial architecture works beautifully in a big stadium space. So got to know these artists intimately through that process. And then we've tipped over into the contemporary practice where it's a lot more R&D, research, discovery, playing around and mixing the forms, where we're bringing contemporary dancers together with circus artists who are really interested in investigating new territory.
R&D. Is that R&D into new equipment?
Absolutely. Yeah, research and development, and it's something that Jenny is a pro at. She's often tinkering away on long-form design thinking in terms of, you know, how she's going to approach apparatus or something new or interesting or spark ideas. We share lots of images and videos and get really inspired. So the work that we created together recently, where we got to collaborate in this sort of new way, I guess we've been in the thinking process of that for 4 years, because designing a piece of equipment for a dancer or a aerialist to perform on really does take time, because you've got engineering and welding and safety and all of these things, like Jenny was talking about, this sort of layer of precision that needs to go along with the apparatus before you pop a body on it.
Yeah, because the dancers have to trust the machines. They don't want them to fall apart on them.
No, absolutely not. So yes, so we definitely do a lot of research and talking through ideas and working with the engineers and playing around with what's possible. Yeah.
Jenny, are you an engineer as well these days?
Not technically, but I'm getting definitely more refined with the language and understanding what is involved and what I'm asking for as well, because it's actually really hard to find. You can find really good, keen engineers, but it actually it's quite a journey building a relationship or finding the right engineer that's actually going to really help you fine-tune so the apparatus is super safe for a body and is going to do what you ask of it.
What I'm also seeing in some of your work is kinetic sculpture. I mean, mm-hmm. those apparatus, the rings, the planet-inspired movement of dancers is also the machines themselves are dancing.
Yes, exactly. And actually, when I was first thinking of that concept, even though I thought it was really simple, I still wanted to see it in a maquette form. And so I actually had Bruce, I'm sorry, Bruce, I can't remember your last name right now, but he is actually currently the technician for Len Lai's sculptures.
Really?
He was a technician of mine at Ara Polytech, and we got on really well. So I smiled at him sweetly, and he helped me, he made up a small maquette of that apparatus that you're looking at, which was just wonderful for me to have as an art object, because I love the design of it, and just to muse on, just to have it in my home.
What are you two working on? Tell me a bit more about what you're working on right now, you two, if you are working together at the moment, Malia. What you can tell us.
Well, we've been working on a show that just seems to fail being able to be present to the audience, but we are hoping that will happen next year. So we actually just finished last month a full development of Belle, a performance fair that was supposed to be on at the last time I spoke to you, Brian. We were just about to start rehearsing, and I think we'd just gone into the red traffic light system that day. There'd been the announcement, and I was very positive that it was all going to continue, but we got cancelled. So we've just come out the back of making that show, and we worked in this fantastic warehouse in Newtown with the support of the Aotearoa Festival. And although the festival got cancelled, we continued to work because we hadn't finished making it. We really wanted to continue to get to the end of the design process with all these apparatus. So some of the images that you're looking on that website are actually from that show, even though no one's seen it yet live. We invited small audiences to come and have a look at what we'd made. So that's what we've just finished working on. And that is a continuing evolving event. And then we are about to kick into working on the WOW show later this year as well, where Jenny will be an aerial designer and choreographer as well.
Will there be live music with Belle when you finally present it?
Absolutely. We have live music with Mott, which is Anita Clark, who's a Christchurch musician, and Eden Mulholland. Yeah.
I am looking at, and you've put it's a beautiful production, the little video you've put together of Belle. How big is the space that you'll be performing in when you finally get to do it?
Well, we were planned to be in the TSB Arena for the Aotearoa Festival, but in a unique way, in a contemporary way, where the audience would feel like they're in a cavernous space, because this work with the aerial apparatus and the dance work interfaced really strongly with light design that created new walls and particles of light that the aerialists would disappear into and out of, kind of like magic. So in a way, the light helped disguise at times how the apparatus was rigged or how the apparatus was perceived, and then other times it exposed it. So the audience, it's in a big space. So we have done a couple of presentations in the Christchurch at the Roy Stokes Community Hall. And we've had a smaller audience there, but basically, yeah, it's like a warehouse and you come in and the audience gets to navigate the work from multiple directions and gets to move past apparatus. And yeah, it's really, it's going to be awesome when it happens.
I really, Malia, Jenny, it's been lovely speaking to you both. Malia, very briefly, what's your next date? And you've got about 10 seconds, the best you can guess.
What do you mean?
With Belle.
Oh, what's the next date? Oh, I think early next year, 2023, for sure.
Fingers crossed. Malia and Jenny, thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
That's Malia Johnston from the World of Contemporary Dance, our cultural ambassador, and with her, aerial choreographer Jenny Ritchie. Links on our webpage.